Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Welcome back. You're back with Barnaby Cusker, Triple M, Limestone Coast 963. We have with us Professor Felice Jacka, and she has written a wonderful book. It's called Brain Changer. Professor, welcome to Triple M.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we used to be told in medical school when I was a young medical student that the brain runs on glucose and that's the end of the story. But that's not the whole story, is it?
The brain is incredibly complex, as is the human body. I actually think we probably know much more about the universe than we do know about the human body. So that's probably not entirely accurate.
No, it never is that simple. What are the bad things that we eat that make us depressed and obese?
Well, they're all the things that are so common in our very toxic food environment. So, you know, our food environment has changed profoundly over the last several decades, largely as a result of big food. And we now have a situation where poor diet is the leading cause of early death in men and number two in women. And all around us, we see chips and donuts and soft drinks and pies and pasty, all these types of foods that are so common, they're so cheap, they're very heavily marketed, they're very normalised now, to the point where Australian adolescents have on average 7 serves of these sorts of foods a day. And these we know interact with parts of the brain that are very important in mental health, but also in learning and memory. They interact with the immune system, which we also know is really important in mental health, as well as your risk for virtually every disease under the sun. And they interact with the gut and the microbiota in the gut. So we should be avoiding them, but instead we're eating them in huge quantities. And it also means that we're not eating enough of the stuff that is so critical as fuel to run our body and our brain. So the nutrients and the fibre and the healthy fats and good quality proteins that we need. In fact, less than 1% of Australian children and adolescents are eating the recommended number of vegetables today.
The interesting thing was during World War II, we were actually quite a healthy nation because we grew a lot of our own food at home, weren't we?
Well, that's right. There's been periods in history where we have had access to lots of fresh food and people did actually grow a lot and they had chickens and the bread that people ate was not very heavily milled and we weren't having lots of things with, added sugars and added salts and fats. And the health of the population was far better. In fact, in the mid-1800s, when this is the case in Britain, the average life expectancy, if you survived those first 5 years of childhood, was as good, if not better, than it is today. And rates of degenerative diseases were far, far less than what they are today. But now, as I said, the food landscape is so toxic, and we know that that's having a major impact on the health and longevity of the world's population.
Now, you're sticking around here and trying to improve our diet, but if you had a choice, would you go and live in Georgia or in the Mediterranean?
Oh, well, apart from just loving the Mediterranean, I mean, who doesn't love the south of France or Spain? The Mediterranean has just beautiful food, the traditional Mediterranean diet, of course. People in Spain and France can still eat terrible diets full of cheese and meat and, you know, not enough vegetables, but the true traditional Mediterranean diet has lots and lots of different types of fresh plant foods. I mean, they go and pick wild, what we would call weeds, but they're like rocket and herbs and all sorts of greenery, lots of fish, lots of olive oil, which is just wonderful stuff. You know, legumes, beans. I live on beans. So lots and lots of fruits and veggies. And this sort of a diet we know is really great for our health and our longevity. But of course, there's healthy healthy Norwegian diets, healthy Japanese diets, healthy Australian diets, you know, and all of them share this commonality of having lots of good quality unprocessed foods and less of the processed rubbish.
Well, Professor Jacka, this is a fascinating book. It's called Brain Changer. It's not a book on diet. It's a book on telling you how to choose your diet and how to eat better. It's a wonderful book. It's available at all bookstores called Brain Changer. Thank you very, very much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you. Really appreciate it.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.